name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the James who is the author of today's letter is our James, St. James the Just, the cousin of the Lord, the son of Alphaeus. And in it, he is encouraging people not to be disheartened by the trials which they endure. Everyone endures trials to one degree or another. Some people have trials to the extent that you just wonder how they can bear them. Others seemingly have a easy life, but I think if you could see as God sees, you would realize that they have trials too. And one of the ways that he encourages people in facing the trials is to encourage them to view these trials as an opportunity to show their faith, to bear these burdens, to bear these crosses with faith in Christ, that Christ will give them the strength and the ability to endure the trials and to bear the cross. Now, this is not saying that Christ has somehow gone, how am I going to test this person? How am I going to torture him to see if they really measure up? You know, I think, you know, listening to some people, that's how they view God, is as God is somehow trying to trip them up, and that's not the case. Because where do these trials really come from? Certainly God permits them, but really most of the trials which come to us come from the envy of the devil or the consequences of the sins of Adam and Eve or our own sins or the sins of others. You know, that's what makes life, shall we say, interesting this side of the grave. But God will use these in order to bring about goodness. You know, he won't make, just as he did not let the cross of his son be without effect, so he won't let our share in that cross be without effect. And St. James cautions us against doubt. Now, I don't think that the doubt that St. James is cautioning us against is the ordinary doubt. You know, if you don't doubt occasionally, you're not paying attention. Because, you know, things will come into your head and say, do I really know? And then how we, you know, that's a chance for spiritual growth. It can deepen our faith. Or, you know, it could lead us in, you know, it's a temptation. But a doubt like that is nothing, it is common. And we should just approach it with the way our Lord encouraged the man in sacred scripture, you know, who then responded, O Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, because we need to realize that faith does not come from us, it comes from God. Rather, it's what is called in theology obstinate doubt, where you refuse to let God prove himself to you. You know, if you say, oh, I don't know, it's because you don't want to know. Because if you did believe in God, then it would require you to change your life. And so this, you know, depressive, obstinate doubt is what St. James is cautioning us against. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.